TED Audio Collective.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hu. On today's show, chocolate. In a talk recorded for TED Monterey 2021, chocolatier Germán Santillán shares a taste of how chocolate brings people together and connects indigenous Mexicans with their culture and spirituality. This talk will make you so hungry, but also hopeful about the sustainability of the cocoa bean.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
But that's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Let's talk retirement for a sec. To me, it feels like it's getting harder for people to reach their goals for the future. We hear about inflation, rate hikes, the changing market. Are we even saving enough? And things keep changing. Here's where Fidelity comes in. Whether you're saving for retirement or close to living in it, Fidelity can help you get where you want to go, no matter your path or what happens along the way. How? Well, they'll help you create a free personalized plan that adapts as your priorities change. They'll also show you what's called timely insights, small tips on ways to save and invest to help meet your goals. And you can monitor your plan so you can stay on target. The future's coming, and so is retirement. Get ready to take it on at fidelity.com/takeon. Expenses charged by your investments and other costs and fees associated with trading or transacting in your account apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member NYSC SIPC.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
My village is Villa Tamazulapam del Progreso, a beautiful little village in the Mixtec region of Oaxaca. My village and the surrounding 154 villages of the region have a population of about 400,000 people. For many centuries, our culture has retained mysticism, rituals, and many culinary traditions. And one of those culinary traditions is our special connection with chocolate, dating back up 800 years. Our ancient indigenous communities were among the first cultures in the world to use chocolate as a symbol for social union. This tradition is still alive today, with chocolate front and center during the most important events of our communities, like births, weddings, and even funerals. But even though Oaxaca has a rich history of chocolate, and even though people enjoy chocolate all around the world, ancient Mixtec traditions around how to grow cocoa, process it, and prepare it are fading away. Mexico is considered the cradle of chocolate, but 4 out of 5 chocolates made in Mexico are made with foreign cocoa. Meanwhile, the average age of a Mexican farmer is 63 years old. So we need to train a new generation of farmers in order to keep our land fertile and our crops alive. I wanted to do something about this, and given that I truly believe in preserving and spreading the wisdom from indigenous communities to modern life, I turned my attention back to Oaxaca's rich history of chocolate. And also, I wanted to try to support economically my region, which has been considered one of the poorest regions of Mexico. So I teamed up with a tenacious team of local people to embrace our regional chocolate culture and make it a sustainable industry by its own right. We call it Oaxacanita Chocolate, and it's unlike a mass-marketed bar of chocolate. That's because we rescued 2 native cocoa bean species. We started by growing 20 trees on a rooftop, and we've expanded our tree growth to 5 towns, cultivating 5,000 cocoa trees and counting, with the help of professionals like engineer Ivan Garcia, who was a gardener in the United States and has decided to come back to his community to be part of this taste movement. We also talked with traditional cooks of the region to learn about the original recipes. there were many different ways that their ancestors used to prepare hot chocolate, starting from how the cocoa beans were roasted using clay comales to the many methods for stone grinding the paste. And now, with this ancestral knowledge, we make a hot chocolate that uses spices like cinnamon, flavors like almonds, and less sugar than most people are used to tasting, and that is a faithful representation for this millenary tradition. This recipe creates a rich, smooth, velvety flavor that warms not only your heart, but your soul. And we, of course, wanted to engage the very communities whose wisdom and skills have been passed down over generations, but are in danger of disappearing. Our employees are mostly women, some of whom are having their first financial opportunities to support their families. People like Doña Rocío, who is our roast master and who already knows the importance of tatemado, which means over roasting, in traditional cuisine. Over roasting allows the cocoa beans to develop a stronger flavor while enabling us to more easily clean the husk off the bean. And then there is Doña Maricruz, whose knowledge about cocoa bean has taught all of us how to screen cocoa beans for quality, classify the different varieties, and mix certain bean species together to create subtle but distinctive flavors in the chocolate. And we engaged local artisans to create our packaging with sustainable materials that they already worked with, like woven baskets, clay cups, and molinillos. Together, we cultivate the cocoa from the trees, produce the chocolate, and package the final product. We started operations on a tiny scale in an empty room of my grandmother's house. In 2015, we sold about 50 kilograms of chocolate. By 2020, we sold over 1,800 kilograms of chocolate, and our work has been recognized by the US government, the International Youth Foundation, and Facebook, leading us to be the first Mexican chocolate company to be awarded internationally for social impact. Working with a community for a community has taught me that we can simultaneously preserve traditions, economically boost a region, employ people locally, and sell a delicious product with a history that people cares about on a global scale. That potential lies in local communities around the world. So let's invest in our indigenous history. That history is full of wisdom, and who knows, it might also be delicious. Cheers.
20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information, but he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts. PRX.